It's a place that we would stay regularly and feel relatively safe, at least 100 miles from the Russian border. President Zelensky is essentially appealing to Western leaders, saying we need long-range weapons. We need the permission to use these long-range weapons.
Two U.S. Marines are safe in Turkey after a group of people attacked them. CBS's Holly Williams reports a nationalist group is accused of carrying it out.
Video of the incident shows a group of men forcing a bag over the head of one of the Marines as they restrain him and chanting, "Yankee, go home." Now, the U.S. military says the Marines were not injured and are now back on board their ship, and Turkish authorities say they've detained 15 people in connection with the assault.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab says thousands of critics of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu are expected to turn out again tonight in Israel, protesting the lack of a Gaza deal to free hostages.
They think he believes that if he ends the war in Gaza, that it will lead to the collapse of his government, and that if elections were called today, that Mr. Netanyahu would lose. And why is this bad for him? There's a number of corruption cases waiting for him, and many believe that if those cases do go to trial, he will be convicted and he will go to jail.
Well, now to Washington, CBS's Scott McFarland tells us it's sentencing day for a New York man convicted of phoning in threats.
According to the Department of Justice, Addie Lilly made approximately 12,000 harassing, menacing, and at times threatening phone calls targeting more than 50 congressional offices nationwide. And according to the court filings, it was often staffers picking up the phone on the receiving end of those calls. Prosecutors will ask for 18 months in prison at sentencing today.
New research finds people with low rates of depression took weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic for 15 months to 2 years with no major increase in depression or suicidal thoughts. Tom Wadden of the University of Pennsylvania led the study.
Patients with overweight and obesity are at higher risk of depression than patients of average weight. And if you're treating somebody with overweight or obesity, you do need to be sensitive to the possibility of depression.
The Dow is down 440. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. School is back in session. Kids in Racine and Kenosha Unified are going back to school, with officials saying to watch out for buses starting and stopping and kids crossing the road. A family and their dog were able to get out of a burning home on West Lawn on Sunday. The cause isn't yet known, but it's reported working smoke alarms got everyone out safely. Funeral services are being held today for Jim Smith, Racine's former mayor. He passed last week at the age of 84. The Racine Raiders are once again champions. On Saturday at Horlick Field, they won their 11th championship. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts! The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie Jackson Churio. And the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Tons of sunshine today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. And tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to the low 50s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 70s under sunny skies before showers and maybe some storms hit on Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
On the steamy 30th of July, Overton Park, Tennessee, was teeming with country music enthusiasts. There was a big country music show down at the Bandshell. Big names, Webb Pierce, Slim Whitman, Marty Robbins, some small potatoes, too. And one young man, the smallest of them all. He had cut a record, which practically nobody had heard, but it was barely sufficient to qualify him as fill-in talent for the show. All of these country music stars, the boy wondered, what on earth was he doing in their company? He felt like a mule that got entered in the Kentucky Derby. But then came the roar of an impatient crowd. The sound was staggering, chilling. How would the young man react when it was his turn to sing? Suppose everybody started hollering like that. It was unimaginable. A huge country jamboree in a massive outdoor theater, the young man's first big appearance on stage. How would he ever get through it? Suddenly, the boy was jolted from his fearful pondering by a tap on the shoulder. And then the voice of his manager saying, "You're next." The two most awful words that he had ever heard. The boy's blood ran cold. Somebody gave him a shove. Before he knew what had happened, he was out on the stage with what seemed like the entire world staring directly at him. Somehow he edged his way toward the microphone. Somehow he sang. The enthusiasm of the audience had frightened the young singer, but now their waning enthusiasm frightened him even more. So the boy did the only thing that he could do. He just stood there and sang, stood there in a frozen statue, tried with all of his heart to imagine that he were anywhere but here. And after what seemed an eternity, his first number was over, mercifully. But there was more to sing. Between numbers, the young man ran off stage. His manager greeted him icily. "They're not warming up to you," the man said. "You're frozen stiff out there. You got to get some confidence. You got to do something. You might as well give up this business." If only he could give up, the boy thought. But for now, at least, he had to finish his set, he had to honor his obligation, and so more terrified than ever, the young man returned to the microphone and sang. Only now, by now he is trembling. By now he's just shaking all over. He's trembling so violently that everybody could see that he was... "You're getting ahead of me, aren't you?" By now everybody could see that he was trembling. Now, the crowd began to shout again. And this time louder than before. For some reason, while he had been received coolly at first, the audience now seemed to be enjoying him immensely. The audience loved him. It was the trembling to which the audience had responded. Well, that's what his manager later concluded. His manager said, "Whatever you do, don't stop trembling." And the boy did not. That anxious day at Overton Park was almost 39 years ago, 1954. And what shook the most was the young singer's trembling knees. Perhaps you've wondered about the tremble, which became a twitch, and the jiggle that became a wiggle that became Elvis Presley. Well, now you know the rest of the story.
Local news and timelessness right here at WRJN. I never knew that. That's why I always loved him, Paul Harvey. He always educated me on WRJN. Neil Diamond.
Baby, love me. Yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right.
She got the way to through me, Cherry.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Just about supper time, over by the courthouse.
on WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and the Packers. Hey, this Friday, we're going to be airing the game live on WRJN 1400, 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha. Philadelphia taking on the Green Bay Packers in Brazil. And just want to thank our game sponsors that are doing this for us, making this happen. Games are sponsored locally by EZ Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Hardy and Jensen, Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge and some, I know I'm missing somebody. All right, I'm going to have to double check on that. There's somebody else, Martin Chrysler Dodge. And all right, so I'm going to check on that because I had that early. I pulled the wrong copy. All right, but it's still the Packers in Brazil. And the pregame is at 10 a.m. Let's see. Oh, well, yeah. I'm looking at this right? All right. So anyway, starts September 7th. What is it? September 3rd? And with the commercials.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, the fabulous flavors of the harvest have arrived. O&H's Harvest Crinkle is back with a delicious filling of crisp, juicy apples sprinkled with cinnamon and toffee bits. It's topped with sweet icing and even more toffee bits. While at O&H, be sure to bring home several pumpkin brownies. They're huge, chewy, and simply sensational. Enjoy scratch-made harvest delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Oh,
Charma, hey, you sweet delight. I want a good love charma hanging on my arm. A too high, a too high, a too hope, a too hope, a too nigh. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charmer, hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charmer hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And that was Elvis Presley, but now a little rock and roll, please. Human beings and nobody but me.
Rockin' and rollin', rockin'.
This right here, WRJN. Gorgeous day, 78 degrees right now, we're seeing.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know will come. Cause I know you're looking for me. But you become a part of me. Everywhere I go, your face I see. Every step I take, you take with me. Nowhere to run, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run, baby. Nowhere to hide. I know you're no good for me.
Vangelis always did a great job. Dancing in the Street was theirs, too. That was Nowhere to Run on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, Packer football. Should I dare try this again? Maybe if I read the right spot. Here we go. Yeah, the Packs playing the Eagles on Friday night in Brazil. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7:17. And the games are sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Hardy and Jensen, Ascon, Rosenbaum. It's like got all their doors there. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And by, here we go, Martin, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. And now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin in Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday and Donald Trump travels to Mosinee on Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Keep an eye out for kids today. School is back in session for Racine and Kenosha Unified students. Both districts are coming back with changes, with some schools closed and others consolidated. Drivers are reminded to watch out for changing traffic patterns and to watch out for buses starting and stopping. A family and their dog got out of a burning home Sunday night in Racine. Investigators say all six people and their pets were alerted by smoke detectors and left their burning home on West Lawn. Damage estimates are at around $45,000. The cause isn't yet known. There's a service today for Racine's former mayor. Visitation was yesterday for Jim Smith, who served from 1995 to 2003. Smith also served five terms on the Racine City Council. Smith passed last week at the age of 84. And your Racine Raiders are once again champions. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the team scored a touchdown, which was enough to beat the Upstate Predators out of New York. The win marks the 11th championship for Racine's semi-pro team. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Tons of sunshine today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. And tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to the low 50s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 70s under sunny skies before showers and maybe some storms hit on Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down
for 400 years.
Not 1,000, but 1,000,000. Jay and the Techniques on WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Here's my favorite part of the song. Are we getting ready? Getting ready? Here it comes!
Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. Who not ready? Yeah.
over me.
Because
Local news and timeless is right here on WRJN. Tell a friend. Tell all your friends. We need listeners. Because I need a job. I was reminding my husband over the weekend that he called one of the radio stations I worked at once and said, "Cindy there." "Oh, you don't know." She's been let go. That really, truly happened. This is Spinners on WRJN. I love the Spinners, WRJN. Just a great afternoon as far as the weather. Just beautiful and no kids in the street. That was kind of weird coming to work this morning. And, you know, I drive by Case. And then if I take a different route, I drive by a junior high and an elementary together. And all the parking lot was full. I was like, whoa, oh, poor kids. Oh, I just feel for them because I just know how it was when Monday ended and I had to come back to work. I feel your pain, kids. I feel your pain. Catch the Brewers and American Family Phil before summer slips away. Well, it has for the kids, but not for you. Enter the WRJM Big Dales Pennant Race sweepstakes for your chance to win 4 club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's going to be Saturday, September 21st. Then after that day, summer will truly be over. Is just visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow that simple pop-up instruction. So when you click on that pop-up, and when you see that pop-up, then you sign up. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, September 13th, and you can sign up every single day until September 13th. Well, actually, on September 13th. September 14th, WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and yes, Brewers baseball.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Definitely the end of summer. Went over last weekend. They showed like 150 National Lampoon Vacation on every single station with the exception of the Weather Channel. That's only because the Weather Channel didn't think about it. One of my favorite scenes from that movie, of course, the opening scene where Clark is getting that new car and then finds out he did not get the Antarctica, whatever the heck.
I'm just as upset as you are, believe me. Davenport, get Mr. Griswold's car back and bring it back here.
Get
wagon. I can get you the wagon. There's no problem there. The problem is it might take 6 weeks. Now, I owe it to myself to tell you, Mr. Griswold, that if you're thinking of taking the tribe cross-country, this is the automobile you should be using, the Wagon Queen Family Truckster. You think you hate it now.
Wait till you drive it. All right. Now summer's officially over. Here's the Stones and Jumpin' Jack Flash.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Two U.S. Marines attacked in Turkey. A group yelling, Yankee, go home, tries to put sacks over their heads.
Those men are apparently members of the Turkish Youth Union, a small nationalist.